few minutes, some different ways to think about diversity in the emerging Trump cabinet. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading on this Wednesday, prices were off the record highs of Tuesday. Part of the psychology, questions about the Trump administration's timetable for things that would bring cheer to publicly traded companies. Susan Schmidt is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas.
We're finally seeing some realization in the market that all of these things that have been talked about in Washington can't happen overnight. And so that backs the market off. All of that has been offset by the fact that earnings have continued to be very strong and positive for the most part.
Stuff like corporate tax cuts, individual tax cuts, stuff like deregulation.
Yes. So tax cuts have been a primary focus, and having that corporate tax cut come down, almost cut in half, have been some of the suggestions. That's a huge deal for earnings and profitability for companies. So all of these things, increased defense spend, that big infrastructure package that's been batted about, still no details on it, all of those are positives for business and the economy. And the market's been perceiving that as a positive and pulling it forward and valuing it as if it's going to happen right away. That may not be the case now.
Susan's at Westwood Holdings in Dallas. This morning, Time Warner released profits that beat expectations. Stock's up 0.4%. Harry Potter's universe apparently helped with the $1.25 a share result. There's a merger with AT&T in the works and questions about Time Warner's HBO at a time the competition has become cutthroat in the prestige TV business. Marketplace's Business of Entertainment reporter Adrian Hill has more.
Amazon, Hulu, Netflix.
HBO has a lot more competition than they've had in the recent past.
Paul Verna is a senior analyst at eMarketer. So far, he says the cable network is holding its own.
HBO still commands a very, very high price for its content.
But it came away from the recent Golden Globes empty-handed. Its show Girls starts its final season this Sunday.
I'm mentally ill. I'm overweight. I sleep, people.
Mega hit Game of Thrones has only two seasons left.
Dragons are intelligent. More intelligent than men, according to some maesters.
Ryan Weezer is a senior analyst at Pivotal Research Group.
Producers of content often go through cycles, and, you know, I certainly remember when The Sopranos left. And
HBO has a strong track record, he says, of finding the next big show and a little time to figure out what, other than dragons, will grab our collective attention. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
There's strong data showing the advantages of diversity in organizations. That said, there's a lot of white guys in the emerging Donald Trump cabinet, notwithstanding the confirmation yesterday of Betsy DeVos as education secretary. Add to that second rank but still powerful cabinet deputies whom the president still has to appoint. There are diversity questions to ask, including but not limited to demographic diversity, gender, race, ethnicity. Ann Joseph O'Connell is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. She's an expert in political appointees, bureaucratic organizations, and the politics of government agencies.
Out of the 15 cabinet secretaries, presuming they all get confirmed, he'll have 12 white males. And by comparison, President Obama, for his initial cabinet, had 6 white males out of 15. President George W. Bush had 7 out of 14. And President Bill Clinton had 6 white males out of 14.
Now, you emphasize the demographic diversity. There are certainly other filters that one could use, including, for instance, class, but there would be others as well.
I mean, for me, the most shocking thing about President Trump's initial cabinet is not the demographic diversity. I expected a very white male cabinet, but is the lack of government experience of his nominees. So even President Reagan's cabinet, which was, you know, just as heavily drawn from business, just as white, just as male, President Reagan's choices had considerably more government experience in the executive branch.
Well, that fits into the anti-establishment theme that the White House is promoting.
Though it may also hurt in terms of them trying to advance their policy objectives. So that's where some of these empty positions are really going to matter, because you're going to need deputy secretaries who understand how the government functions.
All right. So that's a work in progress. Talk to me about another data set. You've looked at the length of time that it takes people of color or women to get through the confirmation process? It varies.
It depends on the president as to whether women and persons of color take longer to confirm than white nominees. And in President Obama's administration, in this subset of important positions, there was quite a discrepancy.
Can we draw any conclusions from those findings?
I think one thing you can say is that Democrats and Republican presidents face different pressures with regard to the diversity of the appointees. I mean, Democrats face much more pressure to find women and persons of color and put them in these very important positions.
University of California, Berkeley Law Professor Ann Joseph O'Connell, thank you for the time here.
Thank you.
And there's news. Starbucks will give free legal advice to employees on immigration issues. It's partnering with Ernst & Young on this. The company had already pledged to hire 10,000 refugees around the world amid the administration's move to tighten the U.S. border. In response to Starbucks, a coffee company called Black Rifle pledged to hire not refugees but veterans. Starbucks also has a longstanding initiative to hire military veterans. The Starbucks CEO even co-wrote a book about the importance of this. New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.